Hi, I'm Toy Johnson Vincent, your no sugarcoating coach. You know who I am. You got it. Welcome to Speak to Me First podcast show. Well, you know something? I first like to start off really recognizing my both national as well as international audience. I so appreciate you because, as I often say, you could be doing anything other than listening to Speak to Me First podcast show. You can be on someone else's platform and all of that, you know, or just trying to work me into your schedule and all of a sudden you never have time. So I do want to thank you for fitting me in to your schedule today. And also, I'd like to thank you in advance. That's right. I'm thanking you already. Because I know that when you decide that you're going to come to listen, okay, and oftentimes visually see me as well as I do upload all of the episodes, or most of them, I should say, to my YouTube channel, Toy Johnson Vincent. You can find me there. And, you know, other platforms as well. So, again, I record it. I also have the visual as well as the audio. So it's very important for me to know that I am capturing all of you as my audience. So why don't we just get right into it? I'm really curious. How was your holiday season? And what I mean by that, you know, of course, to my international listeners and everywhere else, whomever celebrates Thanksgiving as a holiday, I hope you enjoyed it. And if you do something else on that day or that weekend, I hope you enjoy that as well. That you just had a very long weekend if you happen to have the next day after Thanksgiving 2022 off. I mean, a lot of us are looking for that day off. We can't wait. It's amazing how you almost forget, wait a minute, it's Thanksgiving. It's something, it means a day off for me on the next day, hopefully, depending on the industry you work in, depending on the company. If it's a smaller company, you may find yourself every year getting that day off. And, you know, when you work for a small company, they can do a lot of what they want, or if it's a private company. But, of course, if it's a huge organization, public company, then sometimes, you know, they just kind of go with the flow of what every other major, larger organization is doing. So, you know, it just depends on who and where you work. Who you work for, and where do you work, or what industry do you work in, or field, I should say. But I'm just curious. I mean, did you find that when you were, you know, at the holiday dinner table, did you talk more or less about current events, or did you stay more of, you know, the fun and games, catching up with family, seeing who looks different, who did something different, you know, who's talking different, who had a makeover, if you will, and complimenting people, you know? Did you meet new people? Did somebody that you weren't expecting show up, including a relative? Did they just show up? Were you surprised by anyone that showed up that you really weren't expecting? Perhaps they were estranged from the family, but they showed up, and it just turned out beautiful. You know, because that's the major story. You know, you really want it to be a positive experience, not a negative, but a positive. But anyway, and of course, there's those who don't celebrate the holidays at all, like go all the way through until New Year's Day, and then they might say Happy New Year to you, and they're good, and it's normal for them. Like I said, you know, because for a very long time, you know, I didn't really celebrate it either, and it just so happened to be my birthday month. I mean, it doesn't get any sweeter than that. But when your family isn't as close as you may want it to be, or if you don't live in the same state, city, state, town, whatever, now you're just sort of gravitating to the house. You know, maybe if you're married or you have a significant other or what have you, a close friend, you might gather at their house. Somebody gets an invite. Usually, and I have to say, it's the same people each and every year that will say to me, "You're always invited to my house. You're always welcome," I should say, "to stay over if you want. If you don't want to do hotels, you don't have to, Coach Toy. You really don't." And they're my good friends. They don't even bother saying Coach Toy. They just, Toy. And ironically, I always say, "No, no, thank you, but no, thank you," very eloquently. And I believe they understand that they're expecting me to say no, thank you. Right? But what happens? One day I'm just going to surprise them, quote unquote, surprise, and show up. And they're not expecting me. They usually call me like a month out and say, "Hey, this is what I'm doing, you know, Thanksgiving, you know, Christmas, I'm having a traditional holiday party," because not everyone celebrates the holiday. So, and I'm good with that. Whatever you celebrate, I'm good. You know, if you invite me, hey, and it's food and laughter and fun and less drama. You know that 100% emoji? I want to throw that out there right behind that sentence. Less drama, then I'm good on that too. I just stay in my lane and I'm good. But at the end of the day, I really do hope that you had a good time throughout the first celebrating Thanksgiving, I should say, for the year, the only one of the year. And as soon as that's over, oh my goodness, we're talking about what's the next holiday coming up here, which is only less than 4 weeks away, essentially. So now the stores are crowded, you know, on every level of sales. I mean, my inbox by itself, I don't know about you, but my inbox has been flooded with continuous ads for this, percent off for that. Take advantage today of this wonderful sale and blah, blah, and blah. And the only thing I'm thinking of is, you're flooding my inbox. Because what, and by the way, if you have, like, and this is so far off what I was even going to talk about, but if you have those store coupons, or if you have a store credit card and all of those things, right, you automatically will get the sale. It'll come to you, the information. And so maybe you need to scan it and all of that stuff, but other than that, you should be good. So, you know, I just wish that I wasn't getting it every single day. And I mean, they really pushed hard this year on getting the word out for, you know, just getting the word out, period, regarding sales. And so with that in and of itself being such an amazing time and a wonderful holiday, and you're trying to get in the holiday spirit and all of that, you know, you just start to wonder, you know, what's going to happen when January 1 comes around? And I'm going right back to that dinner table like I started. I said, what happened to you over this past holiday? Did anything phenomenal happen? Did you speak to someone you haven't spoken to maybe months, perhaps even years? You know, I'm just asking the question. just wondering, did that happen to you? And if it did, I'm really happy for you. I don't need to know who you are, but I'm happy for you that in your life, something changed, and hopefully it was positive. Because literally, you could probably speak to someone you haven't spoke to, and they may be still in the mindset of, you know, I don't really want to talk to you, but I guess I will. And my thought on that is, if you don't want to do something, don't do it. Don't do it. But keep in mind, you know, you only go around this life one time, right? For the most part, that's what a lot of people believe, right? But what happened? Okay, I haven't spoken to you and this and that and the other. Because I'm going to tell you what drives me bananas. We're all on this holiday talk today. This is the holiday talk after the holiday. You know how when they say, oh, it's the meeting behind the meeting, or the meeting after the meeting, or some craziness like that. And you say, okay, that's where you get all the juice. That's where everybody talks about something. Why didn't they bring these things up in the meeting, right? You know, working in corporate and everything, I just traditionally remember all of that going on. And I'm like, wow, we're having more fun and more of a discussion about the main issues without actually, unbelievably, and actually not detailing what really happened in the meeting. We're just really having fun right now. So I just think that is just so, it really is so amazing when that happens. And then, you know, you have to really take everything with almost like a grain of salt. Really, you do. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, at the end of the day, what's it really going to be? Are you going to be the one that said, well, I tried, you know, I tried to talk to you. I tried to connect with you. I tried to reconnect with you, with your family members or friends, etc. And then the holiday came and you still have nothing left on the table. And so when I was referring to what was happening or what did you capture around the dinner table on Thanksgiving, this past Thanksgiving, if you will, you know, was it meaningful? Or was it really all about the turkey, the dressing, the pies, the cookies, the cakes, the fruit, children laughing, playing, having fun? Was it about grandma's house or grandpa's house, mom and dad, parents, significant others, guardians, everyone included? Was it really about keeping the family and close friends together respectfully, even with your differences, that you were able to put those differences aside and progress just by being the holiday season or being in the holiday season? Or the table that nothing happened, nothing's changed, everything's the same, family's chaotic, family is disconnected, friends are becoming more distant, friends are becoming more, I hate to say it, but even more significant than they were maybe years ago. Perhaps there's a separation even with friends. So think about that for a minute. And don't forget to drop a comment. You've been listening to me. I'm your host, Toy Johnson Vincent, Coach Toy, if you will. And I'm the No Sugarcoating Coach, motivational speaker, podcast host, certified life coach, HR talent acquisition professional, HR consulting, you know, a lot of speaking engagement, inspirational speaking, as well as motivational speaking. And of course, just my love for being here to address my audience, both nationally as well as internationally, Speak to Me First podcast show. And make sure that you download my podcast show, share and like, but most of all, subscribe. If you're listening to this, and when you decide that you are listening to this, whether it's audio or visual or it's uploaded on YouTube, definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel and then go back. I hope that you will go back and make sure that your Spotify or your Anchor FM, Google Podcast, wherever you get your podcast, pull up my show, Speak to Me First podcast show, and make sure you like, share, and subscribe on that particular platform. That is a real help to me. I am gaining more and more followers each and every day. I love it. By the way, Speak to Me First podcast show is currently in 16 countries and counting, and I've only been doing this for just shy, a little bit over 1 year at this point. So not only that, also would like to bring on some guests. I would really like to interview, if you have a background in human resources, because that was my primary background. I appreciate it if you inbox me, check me out on the platform LinkedIn, inbox me, let me know if you're interested. Even if you have retired from the field of human resources, I would still like to, you know, talk to you open, candidly, have a conversation about how it was when you started, what was different, what is different, how has HR changed, the trends, anything that may have impacted your career from start to finish. That's what I'm looking for. So if you're listening to this and you know of someone, make sure that they connect with me via my inbox, on here on my channel, Speak to Me First podcast show, and of course the professional website LinkedIn. You can go to my inbox there, and again, it's Toy Johnson Vincent. You'll pull me up, find me, and connect with me there via Messenger. So yeah, so I gotta tell you, and you're probably saying, well, why do you want to talk about Thanksgiving and the day after and the day after that? Well, I just want you to know, for me, my Thanksgiving 2022 was actually better than expected. I gotta say it, better than expected. I did not know what to expect because, like I said, for the most part, other than my birthday, which happens to fall right near the holiday in December next month, right? You know, I pretty much just take it as it's just another day. Again, if you're not around family and friends and significant others, or, you know, the preference for me would be to be around more family. But since that's not necessarily happening, then, you know, I just kind of chalk it up to, okay, just another day. And then, of course, the phone will still ring off of the hook regarding, hey, how you doing? What are you cooking? Da 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 da. And people ask the same thing every year. And I say, nothing. I just want to eat out. I just want to call and order my food and go pick it up on Wednesday so that I don't have to do anything for Thursday. But I got to tell you, I changed this year. It's probably my second time changing up within the past 4 years, I'm going to say. And I decided that I would, you know, cook some food, and not a whole lot, you know, just one of my favorites. And I'm kind of, you know, oh, no, I can't believe it. I did not get my sweet potato pie. Now, I'm just going to tell you, if you're in the audience and you love sweet potato pie, give me a shout out, okay? Some people love pumpkin pie, apple pie. They like their coffee and their tea. Along with that, after the dessert, and I love ice cream. So when I look at it that way, I'm like, wait a minute, I changed up this year myself. And it comes to remind me, and I'm here to remind you, that change can be a good thing. Change doesn't have to be something negative. Change could actually be positive and impactful to your life. Because without change, we probably won't accomplish a whole lot of things. Because all you see is what's in front of you. You don't see what lies ahead. Now, hear me out. I said, what is in front of you, meaning what is immediately within your reach. But I'm talking about going what's ahead of you in your life that you can't even figure it out or cannot see at this point or at this juncture. But it's going to be fantastic if you allow and believe that your life will get better. Remember, I'm a certified life coach. And it really is about life and what all life has to offer, even in or within your darkest day and time that you're having the worst time in your life. Everything that can go wrong is going wrong. Oh, trust and believe, I've had that experience. It's not fun, but it's impactful because my behavior was centered around everything that was negatively affecting me and significant others in my life. So I had to decide, well, am I going to allow this to just mess up my entire year of 2022, or can I please look forward to 2023 and this will be behind me? Guess what? 2023 is coming whether you like it or not. So you might as well deal with whatever it is and then move on. Move forward. Be resilient. That is my major topic. Hashtag resilience. I do resilience training. I talk about resilience in the format of, as a presentation. But I can actually talk to you and show you the steps of no matter what's going in your life, how you too can become even more resilient in the face of adversity. And trust and believe, if you are human, you will face some adversities in your life if you haven't already. And at every stage of your life, so whether you're a young adult, you're an older adult, you're a retired adult, or you're in the latter phases of your life, you will face adversity. You will have to deal with things head on. You may have to take a breather, count to 10, whatever you need to do, some yoga, it doesn't matter. Whatever, however you meditate, if you meditate or not, play some music, go outside, take a walk, take a run. Whatever it is. And then you have to work your way around the issue, and then you go into the middle, right in the center of it. You cannot stay on the outside of adversity all of the time. Sometimes you may, scathe things a little bit, and you may skirt around things. But for the most part, depending on the situation, you will have to deal with whatever is going on around and in the middle, and get right in there, deal with it, get out of it, look back, dust yourself off, pat yourself on the back and say, I did it. I'm a winner. I won. I choose to win over this situation rather than the situation destroying your behavior, how you react with your behavior. And if you're reacting negatively, then, there lies the issue, or one of them is how you deal with things in the facing adversity. So resilience has to be number one on your list to address. Learn how to take small steps in getting through times of adversity. Now, if we're talking about grief and loss, which I'm not, but that is somewhat a part of things. I've been through it, so I know. Right? And so many of you have heard me say this numerous times, about the loss of my daughter. And I was in my early to almost mid-20s. I'm just going to say early 20s. And I lost my toddler's age daughter to congenital heart disease. And, you know, even till this day, as I'm an older adult now, and I get it, I understand grief in all of its form. And if anybody knows that, you know, the loss of a child, ask any medical professional, psychologist, psychiatrist, what have you. The loss of a child is considered to be the most traumatic loss that you or anyone else may experience. And I hope that you never do. And it's never going away. So I still grieve, but I grieve in a different way. I understand what it's about. I understand the days I'm not going to feel like talking about anything. It could be a birthday anniversary or the anniversary of my daughter's death. And being such a young, she was like basically a baby because she was a toddler age. So, you know, that's, when we're talking about that, that's a different type of resilience that you need to be able to deal with. And trust me, after a while, you have to deal with it head on, almost. I say take it in chunks, but something like that, you may need more help or assistance dealing with that. Because that, again, is so traumatic. But, you know, let me just bring up the mood a minute here. Bring the mood back up, you know. And really, when I think about this holiday and the word, you know, the words, it says Thanksgiving. And if you break it down, the thanks is first and the giving is second, right? Part of the word itself, and joined together, it's Thanksgiving. So first you have to be thankful or give thanks to all that may have impacted your life. If you haven't already, pick up the phone, call someone, and tell them how instrumental and thankful you are to have had them be a part of your life for so many years or months, etc. Perhaps they helped you write a book. Maybe you are an aspiring author like myself. Maybe, you know, you needed help putting some strategies together for your new profession or your new role at your new job or your upcoming. You just accepted a role and now you have to roll with it, no pun intended, but you need help, somebody to talk to. Maybe it's a counselor, a coach, if you will, or mentor, I should say. So, with that said, you want to just pick up the phone and thank them. And by the way, the phone still works. You don't always have to text someone. If they really mean that much to you, why not pick up the phone and call them? Because I'm from the old school. I'll call you. I text when I have to, for the most part. But my preference is to actually hear your voice. And when you actually have a conversation over the phone and you're talking it out and talking it out, you'd be surprised how much information you can learn about someone because you actually talk to them, you know, directly versus, oh, you did a, you know, you did a, let's see, just text. That wasn't hard for me to say, was it? Let me see. Yep, you just did a text. And you think that's cool because, oh, I'll just text them. You haven't talked to them in a year. You got one holiday, two, three holidays coming up in a row, right? Thanksgiving, and then you got December, Christmas, and January, Happy New Year, and everything else, and all the other holidays in between that people do celebrate in all cultures. Then what do? You just sit around, oh, here's a text for you. Thanks, but no thanks. Now, sometimes we get busy with our families, significant others, our children, everything, and the cooking, and the house is going bananas,
You have people over. You thought they were going to leave on Sunday, and they stayed another day or so. Now you're picking up the pieces, tidying up your home, and all these things before, during, and after people have left. And you're saying, Coach Toy, really? I should be picking up the phone? I don't have the time. It's amazing what I found with entrepreneurs, business people, or people who are aspiring to be business people. Or just anyone who wants or needs something bad enough, they will do what it is, whatever it takes for them to get something done. And if the flavor is all about, let me just pick up the phone and connect more personally than just texting. Texting to me is very impersonal. It doesn't, you know, hey, we have our contacts in our phone, and I know we do it, and I know it's a way of life. It's a way of communication. I studied communication. I think that's why I'm so super sensitive about, let me utilize my communication skills, both verbally, in person, you know, whether it's through Zoom meetings or Zoom presentations to an audience, podcast show, Speak to Me First podcast show, you know that. And, you know, but if my preference was to be able to do something live and in person, then that's what my preference really is, just based on what I studied in school and personality, of course, because some people are more introverted, and I was much more introverted at some point in time in my life, but now I'm a whole lot more extroverted. And then some days I feel like, oh, I'm a combination of both. Okay, I don't really want to be here, I want to be there, or I don't want to do that, I want to do this. We all go through that. But as long as I'm getting my content out, like today, and I'm welcoming again Speak to Me First podcast show listeners, I thank you so much, because we just got through Thanksgiving, and I want to let you know that I am very thankful for whatever you can do to help me increase my listeners and help me to keep bringing positive content, you know, with that you can listen to, and not only that, but share and subscribe to the program and share it out to other people so that they are getting the same thing you're getting. They're not going to be left behind. You know how when somebody talks to you, you say, oh, yeah, yeah, I heard all about it, da-da-da, and you're trying to explain it to somebody, but the person themselves is not there, so, like, you can't, you're trying to recommend someone, and you say, well, this is what I remember, but you'll have to go to their website to learn more about them, that kind of thing. So, for me, I always prefer in person, but that's okay. Dialogue, conversation. But I make it work. Whatever works, that's what I do. And I hope you've gained some insight today on, you know, being diligent about connecting or reconnecting, not waiting until the holiday itself, but throughout the year, people, please. Let's start doing things throughout the year and not waiting for that one time of year. And it may not be the closest of friends, so I get it. Some people, you say, oh, but every year, isn't it amazing? They thought of you. They sent you a text and said, hey, happy holidays to you. Happy holiday season. I hope you and your family are doing well. Happy holidays. All of that. We do it professionally, and we've never met the person. I mean, I'm on all those social media platforms, including LinkedIn, a professional website where you upload your resume and you connect with other professionals, entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, you name it, they're there. But I've never met them in my entire life. I don't even know if I will. But I know one thing, that the bottom line is, when every year comes around, I do have a few people that I know and have met in person years ago. And, excuse me, they actually send a text every year, because I haven't met, you know, like I said, haven't seen them in so long, but for some reason, they definitely remember me. And I mean, that is really great. I just love it, you know, when I get a text from them. So you have to decide, what is your priority? How are you prioritizing your connections? How are you prioritizing your holiday season? You know, are you running your holiday season like a business? Because if that's the case, then you should be well organized and understand there are some people, yes, they deserve the, okay, the text and everything. We're not like close, kind of like that. It was just kind of, hey, happy holiday. I remember you from meeting you at an event or something if you went into your contacts, right, on your phone or what have you, or on your social media contacts. Or you just do one big happy holiday to everyone or something like that. You know, I've done that as well. And sometimes that'll work for a lot of people. But to your friends and family, okay. Somebody, and a lot of times, we get that wrong. You know, I'm really not trying to hear you once a year. I'm just not. My preference is to be more connected. More connected. Get into a better headspace when you're dealing with that person. I don't even like to say dealing with that person, because that means that insinuates, oh, there's an issue every time you have to deal with it. And sometimes that is true in families, multiple families. Mine is no different. So I get that, you know, oftentimes you have to be mindful. This is just their way of communication or how they communicate. And then you just say you either accept it and move on, or you don't. So there it is. I just want to thank you for listening to my podcast show, Speak to Me First Podcast Show, where you get all of the latest and greatest, you know, tips and strategies about life in general. Really. About career in general, personal growth and development in general. And I love to mix it all up. That's what I do. And so if you have an event coming up, still, even in the month of December 2022 or going forward in 2023, make sure you inbox me. You can connect with me, particularly on LinkedIn, the professional website. Make sure you connect with me there or send me a message through that platform. Let me know that you listen to my podcast show, you've subscribed to my podcast show, you've subscribed to my YouTube channel. Again, pull me up, Toy Johnson Vincent, on YouTube, Motivational Speaker. You'll see me and you'll find me. And I do upload a lot of the podcast shows that I do interviews. I upload them or have started to do that on YouTube. So it makes it even better. Not only are you listening on the audio, but you can actually look at it, you know, the pre-recorded Zoom, which has been uploaded again on my YouTube channel. So pull me up. And last but not least, make sure that you check out my website, TJV Empowers You. TheLetterU.com. Again, TJV Empowers You. TheLetterU.com. So I want to thank you. Be thankful for whatever is about to come and show up in your life. It can only get better from here. I'm Toy Johnson Vincent, your no sugarcoating coach, motivational speaker, certified life coach, HR consultant, and podcast host of Speak to Me First Podcast Show. As I say before ending all of my broadcasts, success is in your future. Bye for now. Hi, I'm Toy Johnson Vincent, your no sugarcoating coach, motivational speaker, certified life coach, HR consultant, trainer and your podcast host of Speak to Me First Podcast Show. That's right. You know what time it is. I'm coming to you just before the holiday season ends. And what I mean by that, you know what time it is. December 31st is right around the corner. And I always come to you each year just to let you know that I did not forget my audience. And you should not forget your audience. And if you're wondering, well, who's your audience? Well, your audience first starts with you. Capital Y-O-U. You are your most important audience that you could even imagine. And the reason I say that is because there are going to be times when you will find yourself, hear me out on this one, because today we're going to talk about it, the emotions around the holiday season, your loved ones around the holiday season, and how things quickly, rapidly, if you will, can change or alter your behavior or even just your sense of who you really are just because it happens to be the holiday season. And then you start to think, well, the holiday season has already begun. We typically think about it in terms of time, we think about the holiday season for Thanksgiving. But then you have to really think, well, maybe it's before that. That's when the emotions start to build, because many people are planning. They have to put plans in place, whether you're traveling by, let's face it, if you're going on a cruise, on a ship, train, automobile, right? Or just getting in your vehicle, your own personal vehicle or rented vehicle, if that's what it is, it's what it is. And you're going to drive all the way to your destination, but you don't really know what to expect because of how you felt in the past few years about the holiday season from an emotional standpoint. Psychologically, you know things are going to trigger you that will make you not want to celebrate anything. The traditional holidays, many of us celebrate cultural holidays every year, and you just might not feel up to it just because something's going on with you personally or professionally, or something happened along the ways of your entrepreneurship journey. And, you know, you just thought you were going to be better. You thought your numbers were going to look better. And that you overall was going to have that better feeling in the fourth quarter. And it just didn't happen. And it's no one to blame about that. You're not blaming anyone. You're just calling it as you see it, or in this case, as you feel it. So, I said all of that to say this. What I wanted to bring to you today was the message of caring. And I really do mean that, to care. Because once you say or speak the words, utter the words, I don't care. I'll repeat that. I don't care. Now I'm chuckling because I probably say that maybe once every other day. I don't care. I don't care what they think. I don't care what they do. I don't care who's so-and-so. I don't care about the situation at hand. And a lot of times I'm saying it, you know, two reasons. When you think about making that statement, you really don't care. Meaning you just, you're going to move and do you and do your life the way you want to do it, not based on how someone else made you feel at a particular time in your life. And I'm telling you, this goes for friends and family. Because I know, because personally, I've dealt with it. And it was hard for me to say, well, I don't care how he or she feels about me, about a situation that we may have created. Because I always say, it's not necessarily one person created something and it became negative and now, oh, guess what? Nobody's communicating. And that's not really a good thing. But for your psychological health and your emotional health combined, the way you feel naturally when you are talking with that person or persons, because it could be a multiple family members. And again, I am referencing holiday season. Keep in mind, because holiday season can bring out two things, either the best in people or the worst. I don't even think there's anything in between. I really don't. So make sure you comment and share and like Speak to Me First podcast show. I'm Toy Johnson Vincent, your host today of Speak to Me First podcast show. Make sure you like, share, and most of all, subscribe to my channel. But sharing is caring. I just talked to you about saying I don't care. Well, I do care if you're sharing and liking and everything and telling people that you've enjoyed multiple episodes. And they aren't in any particular chronological order, but you will see them dated. And that's specifically, I did that on purpose, you know? And the reason behind that is because I don't feel that I need necessarily a particular episode number. It may be easy for some people to say, oh, what's that episode number? Let me go look at it. But the reality, the dates are on there, you know, the recording dates and everything. So you'll still stay in order. And by the way, check out my YouTube channel because I upload my recordings and broadcast there to YouTube. Toy Johnson Vincent, pull me up. Make sure you like, subscribe, and share my YouTube channel. Just make sure you do that today. Don't wait. As soon as you're listening to this, click that button, subscribe, share, like. Because I really appreciate you when you do that. To my global, international, as well as national audience. We're global. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time out to listen, share, like, subscribe to my channel, Speak to Me First podcast show. So what was I saying before I interrupted myself? What about caring? Now, people will say, hey, it's the holiday, you should care more, let things go, yada, yada, yada. Okay. What if you let things go, but the other person or persons didn't? What happens there? How does that make you feel? Something to think about. I've been there, done that, and quite frankly, I'm still there. I was ready to let go, reached out, got no real response, like literally nothing. And so where did that leave me? It leaves me in a holiday season. It leaves me to think think, not really hard anymore because it's been so long, but just thinking about, wow, if one person or two people or a family member in particular, right, family and friends, they can be the most brutal when it comes to forgiveness. Trust and believe me on that one, because I've experienced it. And I found that people who I don't know and don't consider a family member or even a friend other than from a business environment, you know, social media kind of thing, that they tend to care, or at least let me put it this way, they attend, it looks as though they will reach out to you, they make an attempt to care, you know, and some of these people, believe it or not, I mean, if it weren't just social media, I would say, yeah, you know what, I could actually be friends or more of an acquaintance, I should say, because my mother raised me. She used to say, you know, you don't need a whole lot of friends. Everybody's not your friend. You know, I came up in that era. She told me I wasn't born a twin, so learn to do things on your own, be by yourself, and all of that. And I found later on in life that actually helped. I didn't know that she meant, well, if it's a family member, okay, learn to be by yourself. You're never going to speak to them again. They aren't going to speak to you. Or, you know, you got some people half speaking, you know, call you, text you every now and again. It's only on a holiday. That includes friends. That's annoying. Now, that right there, that's annoying to me. Because my thought is, if I haven't spoken to you all year long, why in the heck in the world would you be trying to contact me just to say happy holiday? Did you not figure out there was 12 months, 11 months, and here you come popping up right about November? I mean, really? It doesn't really make sense. So, you know, when you start thinking about, you know, what is your, you know, what's your next move, if you will? I mean, really, like, what is your next move? And you say, oh, I don't know. Well, you have to know something. You have to get something right. You have to be some kind of self-awareness of, really, some kind of self-awareness of the reason you're in the situation in the first place. But again, I'm often baffled by people deciding that they will care, C-A-R-E, about you, or even think. Let's just start with thinking about you, first of all. Were you thinking about me for 11 months, but you didn't check in, hey, how you doing? And for me, I'm typically the one that will, if I haven't texted you, but trust and believe, just based on what I do from an HR standpoint, human resources, career development, coaching, speaking, presenting, virtual events, sharing information, exchanging information, I may see something that was fantastic. I think, wow, so-and-so would really benefit from this particular piece of information, and I'm sharing and I'm doing all of that. And then you say, what happened? What really happened? You know, what happened to, dare I say it, the good old days when people actually cared? They showed up, not just with food, but with careness and kindness. Kindness supersedes care. Because if it's kindness and it's coming from your heartstrings, everything I say starts in the head and works its way down to the heart. But if it's coming, I mean, you thought about somebody and then your heart just would not let it go. You had to reach out to them. You wanted to know more. What's happening with them? Are they well? Pre-COVID, post-COVID, everything. We have a triple demic going on, flu and COVID and, you name it, and viruses going on. People are just going, you know, bananas. Some people have been hospitalized, which they thought it was the common cold. But now we're in this season that we are, you know, struggling just to keep well. But here you go, popping up in November, when you had all of those months prior to November 1st, or prior to Thanksgiving date anyway, as we typically celebrate. And then you decide, oh, let me just call you and text you. I'm like, well, should I be grateful that you just did that once a year? And trust me, I get it, where you may not be as close to somebody, including family members, as you'd like to be, even if they're your siblings. There are many of us who are not close that should be, but we're not. That could be, but we're not. Same house, grew up, all of that. But something shifted. And so if this is happening in your family, then you know what I'm talking about. It's not a good thing. It's probably psychologically, emotionally, not even a healthy thing. Because you can't choose your friends. You really, put it this way, you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family, as they say. And sometimes you do have to divorce your family in order to just be peaceful and have peace in your life. It doesn't mean that you love the person or persons any less, your siblings or cousins or God kids and everybody else included, that is considered quote unquote family, which I think we use that word too loose. But circling back to kindness over careness is essential to me. And so today, as I'm bringing this message to you, I want you to, the takeaway is really, what will you do this holiday season to exhibit kindness and care about someone else above yourself? And if not above yourself, just as much as you care about you, capital YOU, find somebody to care and be kind to. And they don't have to be your blood relative, because like I said, there are many blood relatives. I have them myself, but we're not close. We're not close as we should be, could be, perhaps want to be, but don't know how to get there. And a lot of times that's unfortunate. But again, like I said, it doesn't mean you don't love, which that can be debatable too, because it's kind of like, well, hell, you don't love me, then you're not going to think about me. Then you're not going to text me. You're not going to answer my call. I'm going to go to your voicemail every time I pick up the phone. But at some point, folks, I'm telling you, you got to get real with family and friends this holiday season. Let them know you care, be kind. And if you really don't care and you don't feel it in your heart to be kind, then find someone else to give that to. Okay? You may volunteer your time, you know, which is something that I want to do. Now, I volunteered my time and services throughout the year by doing presentations for an amazing organization, which happens to be a global organization. And because of my background in HR, and I do a lot of career development topics, as well as personal growth and development topics with that particular organization, that their clients are women who are need, you know, they're trying to get better prepared, in essence, being job ready, job readiness, we call it. Hashtag job readiness, hashtag career development, hashtag professional development, because there are some of the clients that actually want to go and learn a little bit more, get a little bit more professional, you know, professional courses under their belt so that they can progress in their job search, their career search overall, and just ultimately have a successful career and life skill journey. And that's what I do as a coach. So I'm really proud of that. But going beyond that, there are other organizations out there. If you say, well, maybe it's, helping the elderly this time of year, or you're singing a song, or you're embracing the holiday season. If you don't, and haven't grown up celebrating the holidays for many reasons, personally and what have you, or your family, that's just not what they do, then you'll find something else to fit in, or fit the mold, if you will. But again, it is holiday season. Hashtag holiday season. Hashtag holiday season 2022 going into 2023. And we're not far from that ball dropping and saying Happy New Year. But will it be happy for you? The feelings just, I say this all the time, at least for me, my feelings don't go away overnight because we're not speaking. Or we had a disagreement like 500 years ago. That's how long it seems for many people who have disagreed over something. They can't even remember what the disagreement was about. Well, for me, I have a really good memory. And I'm pretty detailed, so it's harder for me. I know a lot of people like me. It's basically, I can take you back 5, 6, 7, 10 years ago and say, nope, that's what you said then. That's what you probably meant then. And here is what the results are as it relates to me hearing you say that to me. But now you're sitting at the dinner table. Ooh, this gets good. Hey, you're listening to Toy Johnson Vincent. I'm Coach Toy, a.k.a. the No Sugarcoating Coach. You're listening to my show, Speak to Me First podcast show. Welcome, 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 and welcome back. If you are an avid listener to this program and broadcast, I appreciate you. And I appreciate you even more that you showed up. So show out as well by liking and subscribing to this podcast show, because somebody else is looking for my content. Someone out there hasn't heard this content, this particular episode that will be uploaded to YouTube as well. But you will make sure that you let them know, right? It'll be uploaded to Spotify, Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, anywhere you get your podcast, you will hear this, the audio. And occasionally, I have audio and video via Zoom, so all of my guests, for the most part, I will upload those to include YouTube. And you can pull me up on YouTube today at Toy Johnson Vincent, motivational speaker. Make sure you like and subscribe. So, and also what happens with that is whenever I do any kind of video and I upload it there, whether it's through the podcast platform or just me in general, because I do a lot of video content on various subjects, career development, professional development, personal growth and development, training development, organizational development, all anything you can think of HR related, I will speak on it. But today, in December 2022, I'm just talking about holiday season. How do you deal with it? How do you deal with the lack of communication from most people throughout the year that pop up like a pop-up shop? As if they want to sell something or be seen or get the attention. Some people, I believe, are genuine. They're just not talkers on the phone. They just don't like to text in general. But wouldn't it be nice if they would try at least 2 or 3 times a year? For goodness sake, you got 4 quarters. What else do you need? Maybe once a quarter, pick up the phone. It still works. Mobile phone, do your FaceTime, do your Google Duo, whatever you do, your Android, use your iPhone, whatever phone you use, it doesn't matter. As long as it works, plug your phone in, make sure you got battery life, shelf life, because you got to imagine, if you haven't spoken with someone in a while and all of a sudden you say, oh, it's you, wow, where have you been? You thought that that 5-minute phone call can turn into 55 and then some. So for me, like I said, it's just important to, I say this and even doubt it sometimes because I realize every year you go into a new year and you haven't really resolved. Situations have not been resolved. Conversations weren't ever resolved. They never went anywhere. It just went to a complete halt, a stop. S-T-O-P, stop, with the big red in front of it. Stop, no calling. Stop, no texting. Stop, no responding. Stop, no starting. But what I when I think about the new year, I'm always trying to think about, well, there are ways to start being progressive. There are ways to start getting better at situations. There are ways to start doing things in a different manner. That's really what I think about when it comes to the new year. So whether you're a family or you're a relative or you're not a relative, you're a friend or you're not a friend, or you're just an acquaintance, you're, for that matter, you are a social media connection, right? You could have 500 connections. I've always said this, but that doesn't mean that you're going to be close. Even with 500 connections, you aren't close. You're connected based on your business, your entrepreneurship journey, and all of those things, but you're not personally connected. You may or may not have ever met them, and perhaps never will. They may not be in the same area as you. Including family, they may not live in the same area. And for some of us who are in the same areas and still have no communication, well, you have to imagine what that feels like. I can tell you from experience, that's not the best feeling. I'm not going to say it doesn't feel good. I'll say it's just not the best feeling. But what I've learned is you have to jump out of your feelings and really just hone in on being kind or kinder. If there's an apology that's needed and you may never get it, I don't hold my breath looking for apologies because I know I probably will never get it. And when you do get them, they're just half of an apology. And it doesn't even seem like it's authentic. But how long can you hold on to that, right? It's messy. You can't hold on to it. It's pointless. People have bigger fish to fry. People have bigger things to do in life. I know I certainly do. So again, I learned to love and still love. Unless there's a miracle to bring certain people together in a room, then it will remain the same. You have your life. They have their life. And you may never, ever come back to where it used to be in terms of a relationship. And so the holiday season kind of brings up and can stir up feelings. And that's why I talked about it. Because it happened to me. So I understand, and I'm talking about over the years. And then I get it. I don't like it, but I get it. I just have to do what's right for me. My door has always remained open in terms of the door, you know, open heartedly. That's what I should say. Because you can't get the past. You can't get it back. So you're not talking. You're not speaking. You're not texting. Maybe you're even blocked a person's number. Who knows? Your number could be blocked. So they never got your text anyway. Happy birthdays. Happy holidays. None of that. Maybe they never even saw it. Or they did, but they can't come to grips with being the bigger person and just pick up the phone and say, thank you, I got your messages. Let's just start fresh. Let's start over. Isn't that what being the new year is all really about? Isn't that what the new year is really about? Starting over, starting fresh, starting new, new career, new relationships, building and maintaining current relationships, including family, friends, significant others, etc. Former colleagues, maybe they fell out, they were always close when they were in the workplace. I talk a lot about HR, colleagues in the workplace. Then you fall out, maybe you're not on their side anymore. Maybe you helped them lose their job. maybe you were the one that actually was responsible for them losing their opportunity, their job opportunity. Maybe they didn't get hired because you gave a horrible reference. Any of these things can happen. And you thought I was just talking about holiday today. I am. I'm referencing holiday season. Not a specific holiday, because not everyone celebrates the holiday. But generically speaking, all I want you to do and learn to do is focus and treat yourself. Be kind to capital Y-O-U. Make sure you get you, as in yourself, the you, as in yourself. If you had the word yourself, right? What's the first three letters? Y-O-U. When you feel good about you, it won't matter what other people feel about you, including friends or family. It won't even matter. And I'll say this. I remember, you know, not too long back in the day, but I hear people say this all the time. Well, you don't pay my bills, and you don't pay my rent, you don't pay my mortgage, you don't know what's in my pocket. You don't have, if you're not doing any of that, then why should I care about what you think about me throughout a holiday season to ruin the holiday spirit, if you will, to ruin a conversation at a dinner table. You haven't seen them in a while. Now you're at a dinner table with those people. And oh boy, you're just waiting. You're waiting. Like, what now? What now? Well, you can still dig deep. Think about your kinder self. Brush everything off and say, it's a new year. I forgive you. I forgive the situation. It's unfortunate, but here we are. We're still able. We're still living and breathing and able to talk about the future of the relationship while we're in the holiday season. In essence, we are celebrating. We're celebrating both you and I reconnecting. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. The results are 100% of value. And I'll leave you with this. As you move throughout the holiday season, 2022, going into the new year, 2023, friends, family, significant others, etc., professional relationships, anything you can think of in terms of relationships. Focus on creating and maintaining conversations of visibility that will promote visibility and, in essence, become conversations of value. Again, conversations of visibility and conversations of value. That is what will matter at the end of the day and at the end of any relationship, no matter what relationship that may be. I'm Toy Johnson Vincent. I want to wish all of you a happy holiday season. Be very safe wherever you are throughout your travels. If you're thinking about coaching and you need a coach and you want to talk about that 30-minute complimentary coaching call, make sure you inbox me on LinkedIn, the professional website. Make sure you inbox me, let me know, and we'll try to set up a schedule of time for you to do a complimentary coaching call to get you ready for 2023. And I can tell you, without even thinking about it, the conversation and coaching call with me will be one of visibility and certainly one of value. As I say, ending all of my broadcasts, Success is in your future. I'm Coach Toy. Thank you very much for listening to Speak to Me First podcast show. See you soon.